This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by Go NetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnan. He's an engineer at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. We have two lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers. And let's get right to your calls. You're nice enough to join us this Saturday morning. And we'll go to Tom in Harwinton first. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Eric. How are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
Okay. Hey, thanks to you and Dennis for coming in today. I would have thought today's show might have been a rerun based on what's going on this weekend.
We're not afraid. We're not afraid.
No, our hatches are not afraid at all.
Our hatches are batten down already.
Good. Okay, so here's what I wanted to ask you. Mm-hmm. When I get emails that look suspicious, I just delete them. I don't even bother with them. But once in a while, I do want to see what's in them. So this is in an old Hotmail account that was converted to Outlook.com, and also in an ATT.net, you know, a Yahoo email account. Right. What I do is I right-click the email, and then I click on View Message Source. And I wanted to know, and then I can scroll through it, and I can kind of read some of it. A lot of it is HTML and hexadecimal.
Right, yeah.
But is there anything, is it dangerous to do it?
Not to do necessarily the viewing the source. It's when you click on the links and the attachments that you get into big trouble.
Right. And even if there's any scripting in that message that the web browser runs, sometimes that can get you messed up.
Right.
But if you're viewing source, none of that will ever execute.
Okay.
And depending on what you're looking at, it probably won't even make the links in there linkable if... that makes any sense. You're not going to be able to just invoke it by clicking on it. You would have to swipe and copy the whole link and then paste it into the browser to go to it, which is safe. I mean, it makes it safe to view it that way.
Right.
So, yeah, I think if you're trying to look at the email content and make sense of it before you really just zap it, that would be the safe way to go, really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I thought it was, but I wasn't 100% sure,
yeah.
So I wanted to ask.
It's a valid way to look at the mail, sure.
Yep.
Okay, great. Okay, have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, yeah, I mean, when it comes to phishing these days, you've got to be very, very careful. And deleting it works for me. And if you really, really want to mess around, you can look at the source. Obviously, you can look at the sender, hover over. A lot of times they're going to play games with trying to look like something familiar, like a mistyped email address. Sometimes they don't even bother. They don't even care that their email address is just something weird, and they just figure you're not going to be taking the time to check where it came from, but never fill out anything in email. It's not safe.
Nope.
Let's go on to Joe in Berlin next. What's going on, Joe?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I got a question for you. It appears my solid state drive is dying.
Mm.
I got a message fixing C stage to 77%, you know. And it recovered and everything seems to be running fine. I want to replace it regardless of
yeah.
Everything running fine. How do I do that? I did buy another solid state drive to mm-hmm. replace it.
Okay.
And I went online and what's the right way to do it? There's
well,
so many different choices.
So let's say your drive was healthy. A way to do it would be would be called imaging. You would use an imaging software like Acronis, and you'd image the healthy drive.
I do have that.
Okay. So you but I'm assuming your drive is not healthy, meaning your data could be corrupted. So you could image some junk coming over to your system, and that may not be helpful. So you'd have to kind of weigh whether or not you load a nice fresh operating system and a nice fresh drive versus knowing your hard drive might be glitchy. And that image could be faulty. Now, you can run system file checkers and other technologies to correct these things if after you move it over you find it. But I would want to run a nice clean install based on what you've told us. That's just me. Okay. I don't have enough time for the headaches.
That would be my hunch, too.
Okay, so how do I do a clean install?
You have to get the operating system, the Windows operating system. So you put the new drive in, put the Windows operating system on it from wherever you got it.
Now, I don't have the Windows operating system for this. I bought it and had it, but how do I make a?
How do you make your disks? Well, you should be able to get the disks or download them because you are licensed when you purchased it. So you should be able to go to the manufacturer of the system and ask them specifically. Unless you, Dennis, you have a quick way to do it. I'm trying to think.
Well,
of a quick way.
What is the manufacturer?
Dell.
All right, Dell. Dell will have tools already installed on the computer that you can use to create a recovery drive, and that's what you would use. Let me see if I can look up some specific information for you. We could post that for you.
And then you're going to go ahead and put the new drive in, take the old drive, and I would tell you to maybe adapt it so that you can connect it as a USB and then copy your data, not any operating system, but any...
It's only there is no data that I save onto that drive.
Oh, perfect.
I have a 2 gigabyte another hard drive.
Yeah, perfect. That's great. Then it's gonna be a lot easier. Obviously, you have to reinstall your software, and the applications that you have is gonna have to be reinstalled. But once Dennis gets you this Dell utility, you should be able to get it back. You already found it.
Yeah, yeah. So Mike G will be putting that up for you.
Okay.
All right, and you'll have a few more hours before we lose power.
I got a generator.
Good.
And also, I've been listening to you guys for years. I've actually got three backups, two hard drives that that I plug in.
Yep.
And then I got a third one, which I do on a daily basis. Any data files are backed up to there. So I'm happy.
You're way ahead. Way ahead of the Dallas Police Force.
Oh, hell heck yeah.
They ought to listen to you guys, you know.
They ought to. I mean, there's something, so we didn't really say it, but there's got to be something a little fishy about it. I mean, if you think about it, it's almost like is it really possible that you can lose crime data? I mean, is there really that bad of a system out there not backing up crime data?
Well,
could there possibly be a bad guy on the inside who doesn't want a case to be tried, maybe?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, 22 terabytes.
You know what? Give me $20,000 and I'll erase all the data here.
There you go. Right? Yeah. Well, you probably do it for less, Joe.
Well, okay, gentlemen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So... there's Joe on his way. We have a couple lines open. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. I did want to bring up a Bitcoin story, fake money story. I'll put this link up here for you guys to read it because it's kind of interesting. And I found it through Yahoo Finance. If Bitcoin hits $500,000 in fake real money for the fake coin. The mining that it will spew more CO2 than Mexico or Brazil to mine Bitcoin.
Wow.
This thing is ridiculous as far as how bad it is for the environment. And if you care about the trees and the air and the water and the birds and all that kind of stuff, you can't like Bitcoin. I'm sorry. So if I have to get rid of Bitcoin through the tree huggers, I will. Because, you know, it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculously inefficient system, and you're going to be cranking up your CPUs to mine Bitcoin. Now, I was reading that they are going to change. They might be changing in certain Bitcoin or certain cryptocurrencies the method with which they reward miners. So that could maybe improve things, but of course, it'll throw off the whole approach to Bitcoin or to these cryptocurrencies a bit. But you know, to be spewing as much CO2 as Mexico to make Bitcoin, if it gets to $500,000 a coin, I guess you don't care about the planet. I guess you don't.
No.
So for those of you who are out there mining Bitcoin, you're polluting the world. And Greta is coming after you. So I'll put the link up here for you, and you can take a look at how bad it is and why we're doing this type of stuff. And the reason I hate Bitcoin the most is cryptocurrencies. I understand as a libertarian type of person that it's nice to have no regulation on your money. Nobody knows where the money's coming or going. I understand that. But the problem with that is that we're getting ransomed constantly by these guys in Uzbekistan who are connecting in and ransoming off our companies because they're encrypting them with, you know, ransomware. And they want fake money for it. So stop doing it, guys. Stop doing this cryptocurrency thing. I beg you. As an IT guy who's lost all his hair over this stuff, we need it to stop.
Really? Is that why you don't have that hair anymore?
Blame it on something. Okay. So we'll put a link up here for this story. It's a very good description of how this works and why Bitcoin is so bad for the environment. 150,000 times more inefficient than if you just use your credit card. That's every time you do a credit card swipe, imagine it being 150,000 times more inefficient. It's nuts. So we're going to step out for a quick break. Four lines wide open for you guys. 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we have three lines open. So feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Steve from Haddam wants to talk about Bitcoin. Morning, Steve.
Morning, guys. I usually hear you on Saturday mornings just driving around, but I never call in because I'm always in a bad cell area. But I'm driving around. I'm on the highway, so hopefully the power stays on.
Yeah.
Phone call.
I'm glad you called. What can we do for you?
So the idea of a caller is to make the host look good. So I'm going to give you guys the benefit of the doubt that Bitcoin is fake money.
Okay.
And as computer guys, I heard the word libertarian thrown in there.
Yes.
So I'm very skeptical on your true belief on Bitcoin.
No, it is true. I am not a happy camper when it comes to Bitcoin. Only because of all the damage I see it doing with the ransomware attacks. Could it be a thing that makes some sense someday? Maybe, but it's so inefficient to produce. Chip shortages are being caused not only by the COVID issues, but we were having chip shortages just because so many ding-dongs were sticking up all these computers in their basements and cranking their parents' power energy bill to mine Bitcoin, and we couldn't find NVIDIA chips to make CAD machines so they could build bridges. I mean, it's upside-down crazy.
That's a supply and demand issue.
It is.
I mean, why can't factories crank out more? Don't the excuse of COVID is silly.
I agree. Well, the chip shortage is real.
The chip shortage especially for graphic processors predates COVID.
Yeah,
and it was a real problem. Starting three, four years ago,
cryptocurrency,
and it's just continued ever since then.
So, are you a fan of the Bitcoin, Steve?
I'm a fan of crypto because it's going to be the future of money. And if you look at, how mathematically perfect Bitcoin is, maybe it moves from proof of work to proof of stake, so it's not so energy intensive.
Yeah.
But you say, it creates as much pollution as blah, blah, blah. All right, well, how much pollution does the U.S. military make?
Ah, relativism. I hear you. Yes, you could say,
how much pollution does China make? We're not too concerned. I mean, they just pulled all the Bitcoin miners out of China.
Well, they actually had
environment.
Yeah, they actually had 50% of the actual miners on the planet were in China.
Yeah.
So yeah, they weren't caring for the planet, but they were caring for their power. They were actually harming their ability to give power to other areas of their economy, from what I understand.
Well, there goes another of your problems with the cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
They were stressing their power supply.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it's a neat concept. Blockchain is a neat concept, but it's so power hungry that it seems that we're smarter than this, Steve. You know, we used to do the search for extraterrestrial life, right, called SETI.
Yeah.
And we would use spare CPU cycles when our computers were just sitting there idle. Now these things are cranking up so crazy. Your CPU is putting off so much heat. Heck, you could probably warm a small home with a few of these mining rigs running because they're cranking the energy to produce fake money. I think there's an issue there that we have to fix. And, you know.
Okay. Also, you were talking about real money being the U.S. dollar. I almost drove off the road when you said that.
Good point. No, this point I can definitely concede because it is backed by the full faith and credit. You're completely right, Steve. My fake
you
money.
Can trust those guys.
No, you're exactly right. I am. You're right with that argument. I can't deny it. Right.
The purchasing power of the dollar has dropped 94% since 1933.
Correct, and it's getting worse.
$1 of gold, and now we're off the gold standard 50 years ago. Whether Bitcoin becomes Bitcoin 2, like Ethereum becomes Ethereum 2, because Ethereum went from proof of work to now it's into proof of stake, which is lowering the amount of energy use. But I mean, how much, you look at the arguments. Well, how much electricity does New York City use?
Yeah, we should turn that off anyways. I agree. Let's turn off the city. I completely agree.
Anyway, good points, guys. Thanks.
No, you too, Steve. Thank you for calling in. You brought up the proof of work versus proof of state was what I was referring to. I couldn't remember what those concepts were as far as using less energy. So,
yeah,
no.
Bitcoin is very tough. Like, cryptocurrency is very tough to wrap your head around. It took me, 2 years to, really? How does this work? And then, boom, the light bulb went off. And that's the only place I'm putting my money now instead of the stock market because that's headed with the full faith and credit of the U.S. government, which after Afghanistan, I don't know if you could still use those terms together.
No, yeah, you haven't been able to use full faith and credit since the monetary easing they've been doing to mess with the money supply. So, no, I don't disagree with all those things you said. I don't know that I'd invest in Bitcoin. I mean, to me, they're like the Beanie Babies. I mean, I could have my own coin if I want to tomorrow, I guess. I guess everyone could.
Well, the thing is, it's capped at 21 million and 8 million already lost and, the halving. I mean, so you really have to study blockchain. You have to study Bitcoin 101.
Yeah.
And just get your head out of it's bad for the environment because, of course, the rich people tell you that because they want to scoop up all the Bitcoin, like the institutional investors are doing. But we're starting to get off of computer stuff. So
No, Bitcoin is
back to the show.
All right. Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your call.
All right, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Now, I'm just trying to make people feel guilty about Bitcoin as far as being environment. I'm just, it's a mess when it comes to the environment. But Steve makes some good points. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure you can compare the military's, output as far as waste goes. It's definitely wasteful, too, as far as the environment goes. But yeah, we could turn off New York City. I don't think anybody would miss it. just kidding. Let's go to Tony in Waterbury next. What's happening, Tony? We have it coming up against the bottom of the hour, so I may have to hold you over. So go ahead.
Okay. I'm having problems with my computer. I'm getting the low internet access message, and I tried so many different things, and so far nothing since last night. I tried rebooting the
router.
The router. I did a network reset. I went to safe mode to turn the firewall off. I mean, I did all kinds of stuff, and I'm still getting no internet access.
Have you called the internet provider?
No.
That's the next call you make.
Yeah, definitely.
I was thinking about that, so I said, let me call the guys anyway before they go off the air, and maybe what they suggest. So, yeah, I'm going to try that.
Yeah, we're going to put you on hold, and if you've got another line, call the internet provider and see if they have an outage in your area.
But if not, I'll call you next week then.
All right, very good, Tony.
All right.
Thank you very much.
All right, you got it. Bye-bye. We're going to be here until 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. A couple lines open for you, 1-800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. And you can pay us in Bitcoin. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We have four lines wide open for you on this Saturday morning. I know you're getting milk and bread, but feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Now, in the honor of Steve from Haddam talking about Bitcoin, there is a really funny thing Reason Magazine did on Dogecoin as Elon or Dougiecoin or in this case, dog money.
Bad news for savers, as even those with high interest savings accounts are seeing their money disappear thanks to inflation. But first, we'll detail every possible thing you could die from. He's a rational investor, dividend digester, saves some of his paycheck just like all his ancestors. Him looking for high yields? That's never the case. He's seeking 6% return. Slow and steady wins the race. But when he checks his accounts just to see what they're fielding, it's like driving in Maryland. Ain't nobody yielding. What is he to do? He shouldn't be in a drought. So he visits his advisor just to sort it all out. Inflation's higher than your bond rate. That's what I was fearing. So your savings account is slowly disappearing and your CDs are pointless. That's not very funny. What would you like me to do? Put it all in dog money.
Dog money, dog money, dog money, dog money. I'm trading it in for dog money, dog money, dog money, dog money, dog money. My 401k is now a 401k9. And some of my net worth ain't no longer in a straight line. I'm making smart moves, I ain't gonna be a pun. I sold my IRA and bought an NFT of one. All in on Doge, I dish them out like a Tommy gun. You think I was statehood the way I'm passing on Washington? I feel like Matt Gates, you know what I mean? Assuring everybody it's above 18. It's a modern day gold rush, the prices will boom. Like Reggie White versus the Oilers, I'm headed straight to the moon. My broker's calling, you know that it's on. Buy dog money, don't stop till it's dawn. One more airbase, two more museums, three more walls, four more Supremes, five more stadiums. We're all out of fiat. Can you take trillions of these and go and make a Xerox? We pay our debts in our currency that might be unfurled if it's no longer the reserve currency of the world. Confidence in the dollar is permanent. Just ask any scholar. People are exchanging their dollars for dog money. Dog money? Dog money. Dog money. We trading it in for dog money. Dog money. Dog money. Dog money. Dog money. I'm putting it all in dog money.
Ah, yes. Dog money. Thank you, Steve from Haddam, for reminding me that Reason did that. And it's right up exactly what we were talking about. I don't know. You know, we need the only reason dog money is worth anything is because you can trade it for dollars. I'll stop calling it real money because Steve makes a point. They're just made of paper, actually not even paper, some cloth and what have you, a little bit of ink. And so again, without that, without the ability to convert your fake money into that fake money, you got nothing because you're not going to be able to buy anything with the fake money, except now Amazon's offering the ability to accept that. So they're validating it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this is going to get regulated. The government's not going to let a complete underground of currency exist that's run by computer systems in China.
Well, the fact that it's underground is why the ransomware dudes are asking for it.
Exactly. So if we regulate it and say, hey, guess what? We need to know who you are and you need to come and pick it up. They're not going to be able to ransom us.
Yeah, that kills it.
Unless they come up and use dog money, or they use beetle money, or they use mosquito money, or whatever money they're going to use. Let's go on to your calls. You're nice enough to join us on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Dave in Enfield next. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, how are you today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. Hey, listen, the other day I went to sign on to one of my email accounts, and the home screen said that at the end of the month, it's going to be discontinued. I'm okay with it. It's not my main account. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to know that I do use that email address as a screen name for various, you know, gaming sites and whatnot.
Yep.
And I was wondering, do I have to change that or can I still use it?
A screen name is not a login, right? You're not using the email as a connected account. It's your screen name.
Correct.
So then they wouldn't care if it exists or not.
The only problem would be is if you forget your password, you need to reset it. And if all they know about you is that email address, which is now I mean, even though you're continuing to use it with them,
right,
is now no good, and they can't send a code to that address anymore to use right. it. So what I would do is I'd go in and look and see if they give allow you to provide like an alternate email account for recovery purposes and make sure you put that in before that account dies.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Is it SBC yeah. going away? What's going away, Dave?
Excite.
Oh, Excite.
Oh, Excite.
Oh, way back when.
I forgot they were doing email service still. Wow.
Yeah, I've had that for almost 20 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe even more.
When the internet became a thing and broadband became a thing, I'm trying to think of the company that bought Excite. I had invested in that company that bought Excite as a broadband company, and for now I've forgotten what it was. But
It starts with, it's like two words combined to one, kind of like Bluetooth. It's Blue something, and I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Yeah, but they went out of business, and in the dot-com bubble, when we all thought the internet was going to do something, you know, guess what? It did. I mean, Amazon wasn't making any profit back then.
And the pets.com sock puppet couldn't even save it all.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
So Excite is finally dead, Dave.
Wow.
It's the end of the month.
Yep. But that's cool. Would it be a cool, it's a good screen name. At Excite.
Yeah.
Dave at Excite. Oof.
Oh, absolutely.
That's power, man.
All right. Well, as long as I don't, I suppose that's the right thing to do is to look to see if I can put in a secondary.
Yeah. Right.
In case I lose my password.
Yeah. Yeah. That's really the only consideration.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Dave. Good luck.
Thank you. Hey, be safe. Okay.
Yeah. You too.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay out of the big puddles. Let's go on to Bob in New Britain next. What's happening, Bob?
Oh, hi. Good morning, guys. I'm a dinosaur. Believe it or not, I'm still using Windows 7 on my PC, and you don't have to convince me I need to upgrade. You know, it's high time I do. My question is, though, is that I have found some websites that still advertise a free upgrade to Windows 10.
Yep.
And even though they have expiration dates and supposedly they've come and gone, I've heard some rumors that they still actually work. And I was wondering if, given the circumstances and given the chance I can save myself some money, if you would recommend going that route or experimenting with that, or if you would recommend I just kind of upgrade a more traditional way. So I'd appreciate your feedback on this.
How old's the machine, Bob?
Well, I had it custom built, and it was a few years ago.
More than five? More than six?
Less than five. I would say about three or four.
Okay. Oh. So it might have current enough hardware. I would hate to have you try to upgrade it and realize that the video doesn't work anymore, or the sound doesn't work, or something doesn't work. So that is true. We have seen that there are free ways to get Windows 10. We can try to find a legitimate link for you, because you got to be careful. You want to make sure you get a legitimate link. They do exist. Microsoft is really pushing to get everyone onto Windows 10. I don't know if they have the tool yet, the utility still out there where you can see if your machine is capable of running Windows 10. I'd run it. It probably should be out there.
Yeah, they used to have the. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that readiness tool still exists.
Yeah, I might recommend you still run that, even though it's a custom build. But we can try to find the legitimate link that shows you a way to get Windows 10 for free.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we'll put it there for you. We'll get it out there for you, Bob. If it exists and it's legitimate, I know Mike G's and Dennis are working on it right now to try to find that link for you.
Yeah, we'll get it.
Great. And in the meantime, as far as backing up my information, I do have an external hard drive sitting here still in the box. So would that be probably the recommended way to just kind of like transfer some of my important files and kind of like transfer that prior to the upgrade?
Yep.
Or do you recommend a different way?
Well, that's one backup, right? So when you make that copy to that drive, it's one shot at your data.
Right.
And then you put it aside and then do your upgrade and hope everything goes well. But you only have one shot. I would recommend multiple shots where you rotate between an A and a B minimally, so that if that one shot has got bad data, corrupt data, something went wrong, something fails on the drive when you need it, which, believe it or not, Murphy strikes just when you need him to not strike. So go ahead and consider that second drive after you've done the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be in good shape. But we'll put a link. You already find it, Dennis?
Got it.
I already got a freeway upgrade.
From ZDNet.
Awesome.
Can't get more reliable than that.
Yeah. Ziff Davis. All right, Bob?
Okay, so just go to ZDNet.com.
No,
you're going to go to our link.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, computertalkwithtab.com. And we don't do anything with your information, trust us. We really don't. But we do nothing. We just want to make sure you're going to get a safe link that we know is vetted. We don't want you to go out there and Google it and end up at the wrong place.
Okay, so computertalkwithtab.com.
That's it.
Yep.
Very good. Okay, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye. So, yeah, you can still get it for free. Microsoft is pushing it, trying to get it out there. Do I have to take a break, Matt? I'm going to step out for a quick break, get back to more of your calls. Couple lines open for you, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. We are here live. Hurricane morning, Hurricane Eve. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC. You know, Henry doesn't sound that scary. Yeah, but you know, French, come on. It's French hurricane.
He sounds like a chef at the restaurant down the street.
What's he going to do?
Henry.
He's not going to hurt us, is he? No, he probably is. So feel free to get online. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Then Dr. Leslie will be in with Healthy Rounds. He'll give you a second opinion on your health advice. And then I think he got all the talks here. You got the law talks, the pet talks, I think, that we used to have a whiteboard. Right now, it's just got Britney Spears on it. But the whiteboard used to actually tell us what was coming up. It was all BC before COVID. Real quick with the last caller trying to get to Windows 10, Dennis wanted to bring up that before you upgrade your Windows 7 machine, you got to do what?
Uninstall your antivirus.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, uninstall it, reboot the computer.
Without it, with it
cleanly off, then begin your upgrade.
Otherwise, you're going to be fighting it the whole time.
Yeah.
So, very good point. And so, feel free to get online. We may have got a couple minutes. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. I wanted to bring up this. So, we talked about NVIDIA, and NVIDIA is an amazing company. If you look at its stock, it's cranking. It makes amazing video GPUs. Intel is going to be trying to compete with them. They're going to be changing their GPU to the Intel Arc. And this new Arc brand will cover both the hardware and software powering Intel's high-end discrete GPUs, as well as multiple hardware generations. So they're going to try to compete with the NVIDIAs out there, and I wish Intel the best. But we need more options. Anyway, so I was excited to see this. We're going to start seeing them in notebooks and desktops in early 2022. Intel, though, is notorious for not having stock. I mean, we build all Intel-based type systems, and from controllers to motherboards to processors, it's hard right now to find anything out there due to this chip shortage that is real. Very real. But this Arc GPU hopefully will bring in some more video options out there that will, you know, make a dent in the fact that everyone's looking for these, you know, video cards these days. So let's hope it comes down the pike and we get access to more of this stuff. And hope, I mean, maybe America should start building some stuff again. I don't know.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Considering Taiwan's going to end up being a Chinese owned country, we might have some trouble with our chips going forward, but I'm just guessing that. I want to thank all you guys though for joining us on this lovely Saturday morning. Mike G out there in somewhere out in the ether is working hard to post everything we talked about today. So he's posting it over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of our website. The name of the show.com also works. And if you also follow us on Facebook, if you like Tab Computer Systems on Facebook, right? You got to like us. It's not hard. Just like us. The only thing we'll ever send to you in your newsfeed is on Saturday. Occasionally during the week, we'll send something. If there's some really crazy news that needs to be disseminated, we'll do that. But it's generally the Saturday links will get into your newsfeed. So if you like us and Mark Zuckerberg deems this news worthy, it may get into your newsfeed. Also, we're broadcasting live over at WTIC's Facebook page. If you like and share that broadcast, it might get sent to other folks. Again, this is one of the things with Zuckerberg. He needs to know you like it and share it. And of course, if you ever miss an episode, Odyssey has a great podcasting system. So if you can subscribe to our podcast. It would help us out as far as your interest, too. in the show. You can use any of your listening softwares that you like to use, and you can subscribe to our podcast. It'll get into your device, and you can listen to Dennis and I whenever you like. If you want to fall asleep, you know, feel free to turn us on at 10 o'clock. We'll put you right to sleep. But all over at WTIC.com podcast, all the shows are there. So if you miss anything, you can get all the great shows here at WTIC right from that. So I want to thank Matt for producing. I hope all you guys stay safe out there.
And remember, there is no cloud. It's just someone else's computer.
See you next week.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.